Views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Today is not Friday. Today is Monday, the 24th? Yes. August 24th.
23rd. No, it's 24th. No, it's the 24th. Why did 24th. That thing add up? Because 22nd was, of course, downtown.
I don't know. Something happened.
Anywhere. Oh, my gosh. It is
7:05 in the morning.
Our technology here at the studio, has not been updated.
Well,
weird.
It updates itself.
Well, it hasn't since...
Anyway, enough of that.
Yep.
Good morning and welcome to the show. Hey, the news top of the hour is always brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Alex is here.
Good morning, everyone.
You know, we missed National... Did we get National Seniors Day last week?
Not when I was on the air.
Okay.
Well, what do we have today? What is the National Day?
It was National Radio Broadcast Day last week.
Oh, my goodness.
I wasn't here on that day.
I think we got that.
Today is National Waffle Day and National Peach Pie Day.
Okay. I was thinking about that, about peaches. And on the way to work, oddly enough, and because we have a peach tree and, you know, there's a window. Everybody's peaches are different.
Yes, that's true.
I should say that. But, okay, in fact, Carl, those beeping sounds you're hearing right now is because Carl's obsessing with why we're on the air. Hear the beeps? It's like an oven.
Have either of you been through Gaffney, South Carolina, or seen the peach water tower that they have in Gaffney?
I have seen a photo of that.
Yes. Yeah. Yep. I used to see it all the time because I
grew up in Carolina?
South Carolina.
South Carolina.
I grew up in that area, and it's a giant joke.
Yeah, I thought for sure that would be down in Georgia someplace.
Yeah.
You know, the peach
Georgia thing. The peach. Well, anyway, we have a tree that produces, and it's usually about 3 weeks. And we get all excited because, you know, that we have every year it seems to be more prolific, and that is a wonderful thing. So... We do a freezer jam. You know, that's going to drive me crazy. Can I hold yourself back to the break? Can you? So we have what we call a freezer jam. And we, you know, it's basically, pectin, sugar, the peaches, you know, peel the peaches, sugar, lemon juice, and, vanilla. And we put them in, you know, you boil them and you put them in, I put them in a blender and then stick them in the jar. So this year I think I only got like 26 jars. So if you get a peach, know that it's one of the selected few that gets the peaches, because what happens, a couple of those times we had to go out of town, so we would come back and there'd be some splattered peaches and, you know, that were hard to reach. But anyway, so but it's joy. I find that there's joy in the organic part of growing something and then canning it or eating it. It's so cool. When you think about going back, the simplistic part of our growing up with our great grandparents or grandparents or whoever that was in your family, perhaps that, you know, had a garden, ate from the garden, had just one butcher and went in and just, there weren't big grocery stores. So things were more, it was a simpler life. And so, I don't know. I just started thinking all about that stuff. Today's National Peach Day.
Why don't we...
Peach Pie Day.
Why don't we just, you know, start canning everything. Have you ever had... Has anybody ever had canned fish? You know, where people cook it and put it into you have...
Okay. Salmon.
Okay. Hey,
from the Rogue River.
Redding Fire Chief... Van Landingham retired kind of abruptly last Thursday or Friday. Made the announcement. He's got 30 years as a fire, being in fire chief and all that kind of stuff. I mean, so he retired. And then sad news for people of a certain age. Shelley Fabre.
Oh.
Passed.
She was Shelley 80, Fabre.
She was 82. She was in the Donna Reed show.
Oh, my gosh.
She was in that show Coach. Yeah. You know, that was a very successful show. And Donna Reed went 200 episodes from 58 to 65.
I think she was in a couple Elvis movies, too.
And she was in Clambake and Girls and something else.
Yeah, she was a doll.
Yeah, and plus she had number one song in the country, Johnny Angel.
Oh, really?
That was hers, too.
Oh, we got to play the Johnny Angel.
I'll find it.
See if you can find it.
Today the weather's going to be around 97. We're considering it hot, but right now if you look outside, we do have an overcast day. The sun's kind of poking through, but it feels beautiful outside right now. Our overnight lows, well, with increasing clouds tonight, overnight lows will be around 69. Mostly sunny tomorrow with our temperatures under the triple digits at 95. Tuesday night, partly cloudy with 66. Wednesday, this coming Wednesday is calling for, they're calling a hot day with 96. I don't know. At this point, being somebody who lives in Reading this long, I don't call 96 hot. I call it like, hey, it's a good day. It's under the triple digits, so we'll take it. And Thursday's forecast is calling for 95, and Friday, we're straight across the board there, like in the 90s, middle 90s, 94 on Friday. So there's your forecast for the week. With increasing clouds tonight, if you go outside right now, it's just feeling tempered and rather nice. The weather is brought to you by each and every time we read the weather, and they support our weather, and they are wonderful at supporting the community. Three generations strong.
So it's the weather report.
Yes, the weather report. And when we bring you the weather report, that's Shasta Gas Propane, a veteran-owned company, and three generations strong in the Kinney family. In fact, our former Reading Rodeo Queen was in the Canna Kinney, who represented so beautifully, doing so many wonderful things in our community. The Kinney family with Shasta Gas Propane. 365-3793, giving seniors and veterans discount. It's 7:12 in the morning here on the 24th of, or is it the 23rd?
24th,
because you're still working on your beeps to get that thing right.
You know, we've been talking about the water problems and the droughts and what's happening with the Colorado River. Lake Mead is down lower than it's been almost any time. And now California is one that's going to be one of the three states that's going to face reduced Colorado River water allocations under a new federal plan, as this prolonged drought seems to be hitting everybody. It doesn't seem to be, it is. U.S. Department of Interior released operating guidelines for the Colorado River for 2027 and 2028. They say Arizona, California, and Nevada will collectively reduce their water allocations by 1.25 million acre feet annually, according to the news release. And so what kind of impact is that going to have? The seven basin states, Arizona, California, Colorado, Nevada, New Mexico, Utah, and Wyoming, depend on it for water supply, hydropower, recreation, fish and wildlife, habitat, and other benefits. Under the new plan, Arizona is going to absorb the largest cut at 760,000 acre feet annually, followed by California at 440,000 acre feet. And I think an acre foot is the amount of, and check me on this, Alex, is the amount of water it takes to cover 1 acre with 1 foot of water. And then it's gonna, and then how much water is that? An acre foot, oh, it equals, it's right here, 326,000 gallons is generally enough to meet the annual indoor and outdoor needs of three average households. So, 2 year plan is part of a broader 10 year plan. Reason we're talking about this because of Lake Mead and Lake Powell being so low, it's going below their intakes for their power, their hydropower. And they're saying if this continues again next year, this drought and no snowpack, that the water going through the river, Colorado River going through the Grand Canyon is going to be a lot lower also. So, yeah.
Well, let's play. Let's pray for rain and snow. And
the last big thing is the fighters in Reno. And we'll talk about that. But Anne-Marie, I think, is going to call us this morning.
After Anne-Marie calls, we got the Hawk Fire and some of the Reno information, as well as some other news that we need to cover this morning.
So we'll be right back.
Hanging around, nothing to do but frown. Rainy days and Mondays always get me down.
Premier Oil Change is celebrating 20 years of our friendly oil changes. A lot has changed in 20 years, but our commitment to fast, friendly, excellent service has remained the same. To celebrate our 20th birthday, we're offering $20 off any oil change. All you have to do is go to our website at premieroilchange.com and receive your gift. In Redding, check out our new location at 905 East Cypress. Discount also available at our Lake Boulevard, Anderson, and Palos Eagar location.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Guys, if you think antique stores aren't your thing, well, you've never been to Memory Lane Antiques Vintage and Collectibles at 1773 Highway 273 in the Shasta Gateway Center in Anderson. Sure, you'll find great furniture and home decor, but that's just the beginning. Check out fishing gear, hunting apparel and supplies, military and war memorabilia, beer steins, sports collectibles, jerseys, vintage photographs, some signed, and collectible trading cards. Whether you're a lifelong collector or just looking for something unique for your man cave, you'll find treasures around every corner. Browse shelves of classic DVDs, VHS movies, CDs, and books. Discover quality copper cookware that's built to last. Or pick up a few favorites from the Amish food section featuring jams and popcorn, even soaps and lotions. Memory Lane Antiques Vintage and Collectibles. Open Monday from 10 to 6, Thursday through Saturday 10 to 6, and Sunday from noon to 5. Closed Tuesday and Wednesday. Memory Lane Antiques Vintage and Collectibles at 1773 Highway 273 in the Shasta Gateway Center in Anderson.
Goldleaf Nursery is open and has been serving Shasta County growers since 1975 and going strong. Have you noticed all the different colors of crepe myrtles blooming? We have several varieties and colors. Dwarf size, semi-dwarf, up to full size to choose from. And right now, they're on sale and drought tolerant. It's a great time to buy. Goldleaf Nursery carries a large selection of water-wise shrubs and trees. Our summer sale is on now. 20% off all gallon and 15-gallon shrubs and trees. 25% off all 25-gallon trees. Need fast-growing trees? 3 to 4 feet per year? Drought tolerant? We have Polyanthemos Silver Dollar and Weeping Willows. Great for screening or fast shade. Don't miss the 20% off sale going on all summer long. Come check out Goldleaf Nursery on Churn Creek Road, 1/4 mile from Airport Road in Dersh, across from Club Tucker Golf Course.
Tell your home the easy way. Pick the price, pick the date, and call Josh Barker, Real Estate.
Hey, all my friends in Redding and Shasta County, it's your friend Gary Lavox here of Rascal Flats. And the best part about touring is seeing amazing places like Redding or Shasta County. Fantastic people like my friend Josh Barker and Josh Barker Real Estate. The price is always right with Josh Barker because I think he's related to Bob Barker. Ha! See what I did there? Seriously, though, Josh offers more options than anyone else, and he can prove it. See for yourself at his website and check out his hundreds of five-star reviews. Josh Barker Real Estate helped over 9,000 families buy or sell a home just like yours. Josh Barker Real Estate only hires full-time experienced agents to work with you every step of the way. So remember,
sell your home the easy way. Pick the price, pick the dates, and call Josh Barker Real Estate.
That's Shelley Fabre, who did Johnny Angel, number one song, and was in Donna Reed Show and Coach and
what
so many other
song.
Things. Passed yesterday, 82. On the phone is Anne-Marie, and she's got our community calendar brought to you by Siskiyou Insurance Services, located at 857 Mistletoe Lane. You can reach them at 530-224-2345. Good morning, Anne-Marie.
Good Monday morning, everyone.
Morning.
By the way, Johnny Angel is one of my faves from the 60s. I love that song.
Yes. And then there was a remake that I love because I was a Carpenters fan. or I understand.
I love Karen Carpenter.
That's funny. Yeah. He played the Carpenters.
I have
this
Christmas album and everything.
I know. Christmas album is my favorite.
Mm-hmm.
Well.
Okay, we're on the same wavelength.
Yeah. Well, what's, you always bring us
the most exciting... I like the song Thunder Road.
High energy, what is happening for the week coming up, and we've got a whole week ahead of us here at the last week of August. What's going on?
You got it. Today, Monday, August 24th, is National Shooting Star Day and International Strange Music Day. Later this week, we celebrate National Dog Day on Wednesday. And we send out special birthday wishes to the United States Marine Corps Reserve on Saturday, August 29th. The Shasta Sports and Trading Card Show will be at the Shasta District Fair and Event Center in Anderson on Saturday, August 29th, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. in Shasta Hall at 1890 Briggs Street. Free admission, lots of vendors, collectibles, and activities. More details at Shasta District Fair and Event Center.com, organized by Something Old, Something Nouveau. Bruce by the Bridge will be on Saturday, August 29th from 5 p.m. 9 to 9 p.m. at Turtle Bay Exploration Park, 844 Sundial Bridge Drive in Reading. This event is for folks 21 and older. Pre-sale tickets are $30, and that sale ends August 29th at 3 p.m. Tickets at the door will be $35 for non-members and $30 for members. All funds raised from this event will go to support educational programs and exhibits at Turtle Bay. More details at turtlebay.org. Also on Saturday, August 29th, there will be a Moonlight Madness event at Shasta Dam Visitor Center starting at 8 p.m., join in a two-mile walk or run at Shasta Dam. For more details or ticket information, visit Moonlight Madness on Facebook. Check out the Cox and Cones event at Turtle Bay Exploration Park in Reading on Sunday, August 30th, 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. Families can connect with local law enforcement officers that serve our community. In addition to the regular ice cream, there will be dairy-free options available in limited quantities. For more information, go to turtlebay.com. Oh, forgive me, turtlebay.org. Sorry about that, guys. As the calendar page rolls into the month of September, you can sign up for Shasta Bike Challenge, which is free and will start on September 1st. Ride solo or with a group of friends. More details, visit healthyshasta.org/bike challenge. Starting on September 1st, look for the Anderson Library to be open Tuesday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. More details online at shastalibraries.org. The library is located at 3200 West Center Street in Anderson. The Shasta County Veterans Service Office will be on campus at Shasta College in Reading on the first and third Thursday of the month by appointment. They can help assist students and staff with claims, benefits, and more. Look for them at the Veteran Support and Success Center. For appointments, give them a call, 530-225-5616, option 1. A complimentary lunch will be provided from 11:30 to 1:30 p.m. or while supplies last. Upcoming dates next month are September 3rd and 17th. Help support downtown businesses in Reading each month by checking out First Fridays in downtown Reading. Enjoy art, live music, special deals, promotions, and more. Event starts at 5 p.m. and takes place the first Friday of each month in downtown Reading. For more information, check out VivaDowntownReading.org and First Fridays in downtown Reading on Facebook. Look for the next event on Friday, September 4th. And there are a few more events taking place in the first half of September that you will definitely want to save the date for. These will occur after the Labor Day holiday, which I will be off for Labor Day, but I wanted to share these upcoming events with you. So save the date for the Cottonwood Graffiti Nights Cruise, which will take place on Friday, September 11th from 5 p.m. to 9 p.m. in historic downtown Cottonwood. Everyone is welcome to check out the event or take part in the Classic Cruise. More details on the Cottonwood Graffiti Night Cruise Facebook page. Also look for the annual Reading Roots Revival Music Festival to take place on September 11th and 12th in downtown Reading. Gates open at 4 p.m. on Friday, September 11th. To see the lineup or ticket information, please visit readingrootsrevival.org. Save the date for the annual Cottonwood Hot Rods and Hogs to take place on Saturday, September 12th from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. on Front Street in Cottonwood. Look for local vendors, live music, and more. Additional details on the Cottonwood Hot Rods and Hogs Facebook page. There will be a Deaf and Hard of Hearing Awareness Day at Turtle Bay Exploration Park on Saturday, September 12th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. This event is free with pre-registration and will have American Sign Language interpreters at the Walk on the Wild Side Animal Show at 12 p.m. And that's a fun event. We liked that event when we checked it out. To register for this event or more details, visit TurtleBay.org. Also, on Saturday, September 12th, look for the Puppy Palooza to return to the Reading Aquatic Center from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Registration for this event is required, and more details can be found at ReadingRecreation.org. Event is $10 per dog and $6 per spectator. In addition, there will be canine demos by Reading PD, vendors on site, local adoption and donation opportunities, and food. Again, to register, go to readingrecreation.org. And finally, folks, the Happy Valley Volunteer Fire Department will hold their annual barbecue and dance on Saturday, September 12th from 5 p.m. to 10 p.m. at 17441 Palm Avenue. Tickets are $20 for adults and $10 for kids 12 and under. More details can be found on the Happy Valley Volunteer Fire Department Facebook page. And that is just a sample of events coming up in the next few weeks. I'm Anne-Marie with your community calendar. Catch you all back Monday, September 14th. Till next time, everyone.
Thank you so much. Thank you, Anne-Marie.
And of course, it's always brought to you by the
Siskiyou Insurance Services, home insurance, auto insurance, commercial liability, surety bonds, and much more. Located at 857 Mistletoe Lane right here in Reading. You can reach them at 530-224-2345.
And Anne-Marie, thank you so much for always your infectious take on what's happening in Reading. You are just, you're golden. Thank you. Have a beautiful week.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Okay, let's take a quick break and we'll be right back.
Heather Gorman is fighting for parental rights, academic excellence, and education, not ideology. Join his fundraiser Friday, August 28th at 5 p.m. at the Anderson VFW. Dinner, prize drawings, live auction. Cashless and easy. Help us reach more voters and defend our kids' future. Friday, August 28th, 5 p.m., Anderson VFW, 3210 West Center Street. Paid for by Vote Author Gorman for Shasta County Board of Education, 2026.
Get your tickets today at VoteAuthorGorman.com. That's VoteAuthurGorman.com. Get ready to be a part of a Palisadro tradition. The 45th annual Honeybee Festival is buzzing into the Bishop Quinn Community Center at 21893 Old 44 Drive in Palisadro, Saturday and Sunday, September 26th and 27th. Bring the whole family for a weekend packed with fun, including a craft fair. There will also be local businesses and vendors on hand, live music, delicious food, and plenty of activities for all ages. Enjoy the NorCal Antique Tractor and Engine Parade, the always popular Bee Costume Parade, and the live Bee Beer Demonstration. Start your morning with a delicious pancake breakfast for only $10, served from 8 to 10:30 both days. The festival is Saturday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Sunday, 8 a.m. to 3:30 p.m. And the best part, proceeds from the festival help support Palisadro Park. So don't miss the buzz. Join the fun at the 45th Annual Honeybee Festival, September 26th and 27th at Bishop Quinn Community Center in Palisadro. And special thanks to our main sponsor, Roof Savers.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. You've been in an accident with your vehicle. You call your insurance. The first thing they do is tell you where to go to get an estimate and repairs. Well, tell them where to go and come see us at Coachmaster. They're sending you to their discount repair shop to get the cheapest repair possible. This is not in your best interest. You have the right to choose Coachmaster to do your repairs. All we need is your claim number and we can handle the entire process. At Coachmaster, we don't repair your vehicle for the insurance company. We repair it for you. We use quality parts and products to ensure the highest quality repairs. Your vehicle will be returned to a pre-loss condition. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Everybody calls the state lions.
Stay cool this summer with a new qualified AC system from Alliance. If your current AC is struggling to keep up, now is the perfect time to upgrade. With payments starting at just $114 a month, comfort may be more affordable than you think. Don't wait until the summer heat is already here. Call Alliance today at 2212-642. Again, 2212-642. Alliance Heating and Air. Everybody calls us.
Your home deserves to look its absolute best. At Divine Shine, we provide professional window cleaning, pressure washing, soft washing, and complete exterior cleaning services for homes and businesses. From crystal clear windows to spotless driveways and beautifully refreshed home exteriors, our experienced team delivers results you'll notice immediately. Schedule your free estimate today by calling 530-900-3156. Again, that's 530-900-3156. Divine Shine, professional exterior cleaning you can count on.
Great song forever. Yeah, 7:32 in the morning. Good morning, everyone, on this Monday. How are you? How are you today on this Monday? Does it feel weird? This is the August that, you know, we've had, it's a 5 week August. You know, we have.
I know, it totally screwed up my, I had on my schedule that Mimi was supposed to be today and now she's next Monday because she's on the last Monday of each month. So,
okay, we've got
and then I just talked to who was supposed to be on at 7:30 and go blah, 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 blah. Yeah. I thought that would.
Well, you know, it happens. And before we kind of get into some things, you know, this portion of the show is brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. I'm going to go there today, and drop off, you know, my rings to have them, look at it because, you know, I've been banging them around and, just have, you know, have them cleaned, have them looked at, you know, I wear them all the time. So they've been out to the horse and in the garden and, you know, just moving, whatever we do. So, I just like to have them checked, and that's really good at, about what they do, as well as, you know, when you think about when the time change, it's a good time to think about your watches, having them repaired, cleaned, looked at, battery change, they do that as well. So I'll take a bag, because I have a bunch of fun, you know, how you have like maybe four or five costume watches or, you know, like Seikos or whatever you've got that have been through the years. And so I'll take those in a bag and have them look at them and change out the batteries as well because it's, you know, it's fun. Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, the only full service jewelry store in Reading, bringing us this part. Now I wanted to kind of go over the weekend because on Friday night we went to that Second Amendment dinner.
Yep. They're raising funds for Mark Baird, who has taken it up past the Ninth Circuit. Now it's heading to the Supreme Court, it looks like, and this is about open carry. And I'll just tell you, my friend Ted O, not Ted L, who's been an instructor out at Northern Firearms for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And you know,
he's
Ted Lighty started, of course, the company back in, gosh, let me see, 08. I was instructing with him from then on, and then our first instructor, or the first person we put through our advanced course, And back then, an advanced course was 2 days of heavy shooting and situations and all that. It was a guy by the name of Ted Ogilvie. And Ted is
him as an instructor.
Oh, he's a nice
like
guy.
He's the best.
But he is a great instructor, and he's the one that, you know, you just had to listen because he has this very much a command voice.
Yes, he does.
And is given his commands
There's
from
no
another
fooling around.
Another range bay. And
yep.
I just say, just listen to Ted and do what he says. Anyway, one of the things that concerns us about just, you know, the constitutional carry, which is absolutely behind it, but the thing that concerns us is training for the people. If you can go down and buy a firearm, a pistol, and put it on your hip, we really, you know, it behooves people to be trained about it, how to store it, how to use it, and all that. Well, I went and looked at all the statistics from all the other states that have constitutional carry.
Right, right.
And the number of incidents did not go up. In fact, in some cases went down of firearms being used. And so I guess I need to trust my fellow man here and woman that when they do this that they will get trained. And so there's nothing statistically to show that, you know, that shootings happened that were, you know, it wasn't a big explosion of people using their guns out there. I guess is what I'm trying to say. And they didn't. It wasn't. There weren't a lot more accidental shootings. All these things. So, and we were talking about that. So, anyway, that's what Baird's doing. He's trying to get constitutional carry. What he's really pushing is the fact that the Second Amendment should not be trampled on. The First Amendment's not. So why should the Second Amendment be trampled?
So the perception aspect, when you talk about some of the more rural or where, like in Alaska, you know, people out, you know, carry, I don't know if Montana and certain states, I don't know what the states are that have the, you know, where you can, you know, you don't have to conceal it, but you can carry it. So the perception is that you're kind of in a wilderness area, like Yellowstone. Think about Yellowstone, for instance. And in California, besides, you know, north of Sacramento, we're rural. So you can imagine going to Willows, you can Williams and kind of going to those. But when you think about the coast or you think about the inner cities, I could understand the visual aspect of that being somewhat fearful for people.
Well, they are, but then again, they'll get used to it.
Okay.
You know what? Think about things we get used to
over
the years.
AI is something that we don't have a choice.
Which leads to the next thing I wanted to talk about.
All right, do it.
China had a robot competition, and the world record 100-yard dash by Usain Bolt was beaten by a robot.
No.
Yes. It was beaten by a robot. Now, the three robots that were running, one was kind of like skipping along, which is kind of like my speed. The other one was going pretty good, but this other one just flew down that track. Now, at the end of the track is this big blue foam rubber pad that they all run into and fall down. And then they bring out stretchers and they put them on the stretchers and take them out. Incredibly fast. When it's running. Now, that's not all they were doing. They were out there playing soccer. No, it's not the kind of soccer we're used to. This is like the 5-year-old soccer in the sense of, you know, kicking the ball and all that. But they were playing soccer and passing it to each other. Slow, not long kicks, at least what I saw. It's kind of like the junior peewee soccer league, if you ever watch them. And then the difference is junior peewee soccer, that whoever has the ball, everybody runs to the ball. It looks like a bunch of little bumblebees out there around the ball. The other thing they were doing, though, which was really interesting, was the kickboxing. Oh, yeah. Kicks, punching. Fast punching, you know, just going for it out there. And if you remember, there's been a couple movies that they had, you know, of robots fighting instead of people and all that. And I couldn't help but think of that. But robot competition, if you get a chance, look it up on YouTube or in the news or something, because it's getting there. It's getting there. So, I found it okay. Extremely interesting. Okay, moving on.
Let's go
on.
To the Hawk Fire. We know over the weekend and the Reno evacuations. Tens of thousands of people, they have been forced to evacuate with these fires. I don't know where it is right this second, but it's burned. I know when I came home yesterday, I said it was 10-something. We have a friend that has a condo there that goes between Redding and Reno. 13,000 acres by Sunday and remained at 0% containment. About 42,000 residents were under evacuation orders. Well, I know that she said she can't get in because of the roads to her area are closed. This community's in Northwest Reno, with the evacuation approaching University of Nevada, Reno campus. Oh my God. University officials said the campus itself is not an evacuation zone at this point, but was monitoring conditions. At least six people, including three civilians and three first responders were injured. Multiple structures have been destroyed. It's hard to believe this. Nevada Governor Joe Lombardo declared a state of emergency in Washoe County, and the Nevada National Guard was activated to assist with firefighting and public safety operations.
We have a friend that lives over there, and I called her yesterday and said, hey, y'all out of the path there, and she said, yeah, we're more interior into Reno, but I remember when we drove over her house, it was on the outskirts. She said, however, one of the, you know, roads leading into that area out there are blocked off while they're doing it. I saw the 747 dropping retardant out there. This is a serious fire they've got there. I'm going to go back just for a quick second and back to the robot games because I just found this other stuff. That they had over 2,000 humanoid robots were participating in this year's Olympic-style games with matches including racing, fighting, table tennis, and soccer. Also, more practical competitions on industrial assembly, packing, and tool manipulation. China leads the world in humanoid robot production, responsible for more than 80% of the global shipments. So, there you go.
Somebody was out on our...
You know what? Would you have a robot... Alex, jump into this. Would you have a robot in your house that, say, would cleans the house? Think of the Roomba, except that it's...
Which I put on this morning.
The Roomba has got a mind of its own, by the way.
Yes, it does.
Well, it gets,
I mean,
yeah.
No matter what you do, it was in there. And Linda goes, what's this table doing over here?
Yeah,
so the Roomba got onto it and just moved it across the floor. Comes in there and attacks Buford, would you have a robot in your home? And this is coming, I bet within the next, for sure the decade, maybe sooner, there are going to be robot type systems that can come in your house, that can vacuum, that can do the dishes, that can do all those kind of things.
Oh, they're going to have to really improve it over the years, refine it before I would get one.
Well, yeah, because
I've seen the videos of like
where's the cat?
They're trying
the cat's in a dishwasher.
Yeah, they're trying to cook and like the stove catches on fire and they just try and smash it with a dish.
Oh,
so
geez.
Yeah, no, it's great. It's great entertainment right now for sure.
Right.
Uh huh.
I don't know. When we think about the Jetsons, you know, I grew up on the Jetsons.
Rosie.
Yep. Anyway, I don't know. I'm not sure our generation, because we talk about our generation and how, I just had this conversation with a really good friend yesterday about, the hustle of our generation knows the feeling of, and I use that term broadly when I say the hustle. That means knocking on doors, knowing that you have to go for it in order to get it. It doesn't just come to you, and that the younger generation, and she was speaking from a place that was, speaking from a place of, her own family, and that they just, maybe they're a fear of being rejected, or things come too easily, or their internet. They grew up on the internet where they get things quickly. And in our generation, we had to look it up. We had to inquire. We had to knock on doors. We had to do a lot of things in order to maybe get a position, had to be excellent at getting something. And so we discussed that. So maybe the younger generation are more inclined to think about a robotic future.
Well, I think they are because of AI and ChatGPT and all these other things. I mean, I see people that we've known for years. All of a sudden, there's a AI-generated photo of them in cowboy hats.
Do you guys remember the Furbies from, like, the late 90s, early 2000s? You could teach it to speak. You could teach it what to call you. I kind of think robotics might go that direction. So you tell your robot, I want to be referred to as Captain Awesome. And, you know, I expect this, you know, the
That's
paper.
My name.
The paper to come in at, you know, by 9 a.m. And
Well, no, you can program it, obviously, and with your speech. You know, I mean, if you can tell Alexis to do all types of stuff. Okay, let's take a quick break. I want to remind everybody that Paisano Days is coming quick here. Friday, September 18th and Saturday, September 19th at South City Park, Tiger Field. On Friday night, spaghetti dinner with pesto or meat sauce. And on Saturday, food's being served from 10:30 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. Pasta bowls with a meatball, Italian sausage sandwiches, meatball sandwiches, hot dogs, cannoli, and ice cream on Saturday. And they have the big bocce ball tournament going on. And on Friday, they serve from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. And the bocce tournament's going on Friday, too. Vendors, crafters, music, it all on Paisano Days. Also, the 72nd Annual Asphalt Cowboys Community Barbecue is quickly approaching. Sunday, September 13th from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. You can get your tickets pre-sold down at Lulu's at $13 or find yourself an Asphalt Cowboy. $15 day of the barbecue. Tri-tip or chicken, coleslaw, cowboy beans, garlic bread, all the money stays right here in Reading, goes to scholarshiping people. It's a drive-through or eat in the park. Now, the drive-through is not like where you get stuck in at In-N-Out,
right,
where you can not only conceive a baby during this time frame, but you can have the baby.
Maybe it doesn't take nine months, but it takes a long.
Anyway, here, this line is continually moving. People in yellow shirts running around, giving you food, and off you go. 72nd Annual Asphalt Cowboys Community Barbecue, and we'll be right back.
Watch me.
Craving something delicious and refreshing? Come try the new blackened chicken and shrimp salad at Charlie's Tap House, your perfect summer treat. And don't forget the big flipping pizza, all 36 inches of it. Bring the whole crew. Our kid-friendly party room keeps you entertained while you dine. Then cool off with our homemade gelato with flavors changing every week. See you at happy hour 7 days a week from 3 to 6 with appetizers, beer and wine, and 25% off the beer wall where you pay by the ounce. Local beer rotating. Charlie's Tap House, located in the Shasta Gateway. Great food, great fun, and the flavors of summer waiting for you.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hi, I'm Rob Keenan, KIXD-PBS General Manager. I want to thank Reading Rancheria for their support over the years, for providing funding with our story time books for families in the local area.
Jake Mangus with Mercy Foundation North. We'd like to thank Reading Rancheria for being a great partner in healthcare and a great partner in giving.
Reading Rancheria. Proud to play our part.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Are you looking to take your business to the next level? Don't let staffing issues or HR red tape stop you from growing. The most successful businesses are those that have mastered their HR and staffing needs, and they have done it with O2 Employment Services. Finding qualified help is harder and more expensive than ever. HR regulations are getting more and more complex and confusing. For over 20 years, O2 has been providing the foundation successful businesses need to grow, assisting employers with their HR, payroll, workers' comp, benefits and staffing. Partnering with O2 gives you the expertise you need to manage your business and employees. Outsourcing your HR and staffing is no longer a luxury. It's a necessity for successful businesses, and it is more affordable than you think. Let O2 show you how we can help you reduce your HR complexities, hire the right talent, and get back to growing your business. Call O2 today at 530-223-4674 or visit us online at o2es.com.
Shasta County. Tired of filtered news? Welcome to Shasta Unfiltered, your trusted online newspaper for the North State. Straight facts on Reading politics, city council moves, local events, and the national stories that actually hit your wallet, like federal funding changes and job trends right here at home. No agenda, no paid spin disguised as news. Just honest reporting and the stories you need. Visit ShastaUnfiltered.com. Your community reported right.
The computer just kind of messed up.
Well, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, Your Talk Radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Streaming worldwide at KCNRradio.com, 7:51 in the morning, 65 degrees out there. This portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair, the Dean of Windshield Repair, the Windshield Whisperer. What?
Oh, no, I was just wondering where you got 65 degrees on yours.
On my computer. Oh. Yeah.
Well, it's isn't that interesting? Mine says 68. Isn't that interesting? So here we are. We've got two computers side by side, and they're 3 degrees. This is the interesting.
Crackmaster Windshield Repair and Jeff Wurst, the Windshield Whisperer.
That's right.
Which is where we were going.
No, and speaking of degrees of temperature, I mean, think about this is what we're going into, fall, before you know it. We've been at, temperatures, hot temperatures, and we put on our air conditioning, and this is what happens if you've got a chip or a crack. Let's say that you've had your car outside, you've walked on the trail, and you've got a chip, and you get in, you blast your air conditioning. This is what can make that crack, a chip turn into a long crack. And it's worrisome. And so a lot of times say, oh my God, I don't know if I have insurance, if I can replace my whole windshield. So before you do that, it's important you go see Jeff at Crackmaster. I mean, you can just pull in there, walk in, Jeff, I've got a problem. He'll take a look at it. He'll let you know.
Free inspection and analysis from a windshield repair specialist. Jeff Wurst, the Windshield Whisperer, located at 3208 South Market Street, or give Jeff a call at 530-241-8373 for an appointment. Crackmaster Windshield Repair, locally owned, locally operated, a veteran-owned business. So there. Okay.
So the CHP, this was handed to me, that they are warning about drug-laced pills made to look like candy. So they're, because we're back at school and there's parents and caregivers that may, I don't know how you're going to get these things, but they resemble children's candy or vitamins. The pills recently encountered in the county tested positive for methamphetamine, raising concerns about the possibility of children accidentally ingesting dangerous drugs that have been packed or designed to look familiar. That's a scary thing. Parents are being urged to talk with children about never eating unfamiliar candies, gummies, vitamins, or pills, even if the item looks like something they have had before. Like, say, for instance, you've got that cold medicine that comes in the, you know, the little, you poke it out. Adults should also keep prescription medications, over-the-counter drugs, and other potentially dangerous substances secured, and we know that, out of children's reach. The warning comes as law enforcement agencies across California continue to caution the public about counterfeit pills and other illicit drugs that can be difficult to distinguish from legitimate medications in everyday products.
How much AI is used in web pages? Would you say?
How much what?
How much is AI, artificial intelligence, used in authorship on web pages?
Probably 80% or more.
Wow.
Well, what they're finding is, and this article goes through, it's a sample of 10,000 web pages collected in July 2026. They make a snapshot of what the English language internet looked like at a point in time. And it's, they're saying here that of all the pages in the sample, 10% show significant signs of AI authorship. That part of the upward trend, and it's going straight up, by the way, that the chart is going straight up. It was part of an upward trend that began in late 2022 when ChatGPT was first released and continued as other AI chatbots, bots such as Claude and Gemini followed. And so you can just take a look at that. Of the 1 in 10 may seem modest, but the Internet includes a mix of new and old material. A lot of pages in this random samples couldn't have been written by AI. And then so they took out pages published after the release of ChatGPT, and then it goes up to 35%, over a third of the pages. So...
I have something that really bugs me that I want to talk about. You know, remember there was a movie out. There's a worldwide. It's called the Eurovision Song Contest. I mean, yeah. They did a whole movie about it.
Yeah.
Who's won the Eurovision Song Contest? Well, this is according to the headlines. Next year's Eurovision Song Contest will go ahead without the Netherlands. It seems the Netherlands joined Iceland, Spain, Ireland and Slovenia, they pulled out of the contest, refusing to broadcast it all because of, and here we go, because of Israel.
Because Israel's in it.
Huh. Yeah, it's pretty broad. I mean, even Russia makes submissions to that.
The contest, launched in 1955, has recently been hit by a wave of boycotts over Israel's participation in its effort in Gaza to rid the neighboring territory of Islamic terrorists who threaten to the very fabric of the Jewish state. This is what, according to this particular article. Despite the protest, Eurovision remains the ultimate pop platform, capitulating Swedish icons ABBA to worldwide fame, as well as more recently boosting the likes of Celine Dion, Cliff Richard, and Olivia Newton-John.
I think that when you start doing things, it really is a slippery slope. So you've got like six nations now, right, that refuse to participate or even broadcast it because another nation, they disagree. Did they do that when Russia went into the Ukraine? Did they do that when Russia went into Afghanistan? Did they do any of that? Then that would be my question. Is it, and if it's no, then is it because there's an anti-Semitism here?
So the 71st Eurovision Song Contest,
or it could be they just don't want to do it.
It will take place in Bulgaria in May 2027, with the grand finale set for May 15th.
Changing the subject totally, gathering my facts and figures here. I heard a snippet on a news program the other day about AI, the centers. The AI centers they're building. And
centers?
Yeah.
The data centers.
The data centers they're building,
yes.
And how people here in the United States are fighting them. While China is building one weekly, or at least, weekly or every other week, and the amount of energy that China is producing by building new plants to be able to do these data centers, and the impact that could have, it's not that hard to gather. There's just a lot of it. So I'm gonna get that for tomorrow and talk about, here's, if data centers are the future, you know, for making the AI, and we are not keeping up. Does this give China a huge advantage of us over us in the future? But also, you know, China does not want to fight us mano a mano. It doesn't want to do that. It doesn't want to have war, but it wants to take over economically. So, just something I found that I found very interesting. And then, of course, Friday, Marty Mosley's going to join us with AI, and I want to ask his thoughts on that, too. So we're going to take a quick break, and we're going to be right back after these messages.
So let's leave it alone.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. The conflict with Iran entering a new phase as the U.S. imposes economic sanctions on the Islamic Republic.
Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent is expected to announce the new measures at a press conference at 2 p.m. Eastern today and detail the new sanctions. This comes as Iran's currency hits a historic low. Bessent writing in the Financial Times, now we are entering the end game. At dawn begins an economic D-Day, the single greatest financial offensive ever marshaled against an adversary. Laura Winters reporting.
Following the collapse of U.S.-Canada trade talks over the weekend, a 50% tariff on $20 billion worth of Canadian imports has taken effect. Ottawa vows retaliation. President Trump says Canada has not treated American farmers fairly. He's threatening to further expand the tariffs to include autos, auto parts, and steel. 15,000 acres charred, tens of thousands forced from their homes in Reno, Nevada, as the Hawk Fire continues burning amid bone-dry conditions. How's the economy faring? We'll find out more later in the week.
Consumer confidence data arrived Tuesday, with economists expecting another decline. On Wednesday, the government releases its preferred inflation gauge, the PCE report. It has found inflation above the Federal Reserve's 2% target. The Fed is widely expected to hold interest rates steady in September, while the President Trump and Republicans focus on restoring energy stability and protecting household budgets. Ken Lorman reporting.
It was loud and it was fast. The IndyCar Freedom 250 race through the streets of downtown Washington, D.C. over the weekend, celebration of America's 250th birthday. Watching Wall Street, the Dow trading about 138 points higher, while the NASDAQ is down 154. More on these stories at townhall.com.
I'm not one to say I told you so, but I switched to Pure Talk over a year ago, and ever since, I've been telling people there's no better wireless company out there. Well, a few months ago, a massive survey was conducted. 123,000 people were asked to rate their wireless carrier in four categories: coverage, support, data, and overall value. Well, the results are in. Guess which wireless company was the only wireless company to get five stars in every category? Yeah, Pure Talk. Five stars, every category. To celebrate, Pure Talk is offering the first 3 months of any plan for just $15 a month, including their top-tier unlimited plan. No contract, no commitment, just a very inexpensive way to test drive the only American wireless company with five stars in every category. Just dial #250, say micro, and Pure Talk's U.S. customer service will take it from there. Again, #250, micro. And yes, I told you so.
UK Prime Minister Andy Burnham is in Kiev for talks with Ukrainian President Zelensky and other international leaders.
The visit comes as Ukraine marks Independence Day and is Burnham's first overseas trip since taking office. Other European leaders also arrived in the capital, including European Council President Antonio Costa. Burnham is expected to announce the UK government has agreed to allow a defence company to release classified information relating to British components used in the Scalp long-range missile. This would pave the way for France and Ukraine to advance plans for local production of the weapon in Ukraine. I'm Lawrence Brooks.
Military officials from Uganda and Burundi have visited Israel to discuss deploying troops to Gaza. They'd be part of an international stabilization force for the Palestinian territory envisioned by President Trump's Board of Peace. Uganda's parliament approved the troop contribution this month. Burundi has not commented publicly. News and analysis, townhall.com. Four states still have primaries upcoming next month.
Primary season is still in full swing, with voters in four states gearing up to vote in September. Massachusetts will hold its primary on Tuesday, September 1st, the following week after Labor Day on Tuesday, September 8th. New Hampshire voters will head to the polls. Then Wednesday, September 9th, Rhode Island holds its primary contests. And last but not least, Delaware will hold its primary on Tuesday, September 15th.
Correspondent Laura Winters. Growing number of colleges offering three-year degree programs, which cut a year off the traditional bachelor's with reduced credit. Advocates say it's part of a solution to the college affordability crisis, but critics worry that they'll narrow what students learn too much, confuse employers, will also limit graduate school options, and create headaches in fields that require state licenses. More on these stories, townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk, radio, with Carl and the Bot, streaming worldwide at kcnrradio.com, takes you to our website and all that. You see our guest star for the week and catch all of our archives right there. Good morning, 8:05 in the morning. News top of the hour is always brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Alex is here.
Hey, good morning, everyone.
Hey, Alex. Alex has been fooling around with AI and recording songs, and he did the, if you remember last Friday, I was talking about more cowbell, and so he did that in my voice with kind of a Christopher Walken accent, that whole piece there.
We could play it on Friday when Marty's here.
Yeah, when Marty's here, we can do that.
That was classic. That was classic. Okay, yeah. Quick update with the weather. Temperatures are going to be around 97 today. If you can poke your head outside, if you're on your way, that you know we do have a cloudy overcast. Increasing clouds tonight as well with our overnight lows of 69. Tomorrow's calling for 95, mostly sunny. Tuesday night, clear skies, overnight 66 as we progress. Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, we're still in those middle 90s. We have not reached triple digits at all. And for our weekend as well, we're going into the lower 90s. So great weather ahead of us. The weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane in Anderson, a veteran-owned company where they always give seniors and veteran discounts. 365-3793 for all of your gas and propane needs.
Okay, the other night I met this lady, Corrine Clifford. She was somebody, in fact, Alex, you're the one that brought it up last week.
Yeah.
You said that you had met her.
She was in town with David. Yeah, and so I went by the office there.
Oh, okay. And so Corrine Clifford is a member of the White House Press Corps. So we're going to find out what's going on. But let's find out something about Corrine. Good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for joining us.
Yeah, thank you.
Good morning. It is amazing to be in a radio station that is owned by the people, for the people, of the people, and not owned by a multinational corporation.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll settle for that.
Yeah. We went up against the big guys, and when we finally got our FCC, because you know that's government, so certain words we can't say on the air because we get fined. But you know, when we finally did that, it came out in the trades that they call us husband wife team, or some people would call us, you know, the mom pa, because years ago families would own and they would build broadcast companies by owning different radio stations. So we've got the two signals, the AM and the FM, and it's been a climb. It's been not easy going up against the corporate stations across town.
I'm so grateful you guys are in power, because this is the key to everything. We need free press and your real news, and President Trump would just love you guys. But the bottom line is that most news is owned by multinational corporations, and their news narrative is globalist. It's not a local news narrative. So I'm seeing a lot of your newspapers and your press in the area giving a news narrative that's not accurate, especially the whole situation that's happening with Clint Curtis and Tina Beaters. I've seen a lot of fake news in this town in the last 10 days that I've been here.
Well, let's talk about you first. Where you're from, you know, what got you into journalism like this? So where are you from?
I'm from Pacific Palisades, California.
Oh, you're... Oh,
yeah.
Good and bad.
In 2025, yeah. My town burned to the ground.
Oh, my gosh.
And our families lost all of our houses, about five of them in the Palisades and two in Malibu. And, you know, it's a very wealthy, wealthy community, but I never thought it could happen to me or my community or anyone in my family. I never thought we could lose everything. And the burn didn't happen day one. It happened day three, four. It was burnt to the ground. So... Uh-huh. I have a lot to say about that because seeing your whole town, which was the most beautiful city, Pacific Palisades, California, right on the ocean,
love it.
You know, to the north of Malibu, to the south of Santa Monica. I went to high school there, grew up there. It was the most perfect town. Only one bad thing ever happened in my whole entire childhood. My homecoming queen was brutally raped and murdered the night before I said the graduation speech, but nothing else bad happened. That was pretty bad. But it was a private security company that did it, and so I just don't trust private security. Most of the time, that's as a journalist, that's who I get harassed by. But my family has a school of journalism at USC, so I went to it 20 years before I became a mom. And I decided, you know what, maybe one day I'll use it, but I didn't learn anything. Didn't learn anything, just who, what, where, when, why, how. Didn't learn much. And then my daughter took off to college, and then 2020 happened, and everything was closed. And I raised my daughter in Aspen, Colorado. So I had the real experience of a small town with a sheriff who was constitutional, who controlled the town. And I saw what it was like to live in a small town of 5,000 people normally and then 60,000 people in high season with tourists. But I saw, you know, how the sheriff just took me under his wing and taught me everything. And so here in Shasta County, California, I'm seeing a little bit of the similarities that, you know, you have the potential to really be, you know, you are a charter county, but you have the potential to really be by the people, for the people, of the people. And of course, you've got the Constitution, you've got everything in your office, and that needs to happen here. So you guys have a higher calling where you're in a war between the state of California, Gavin Newsom, I call him that, and Rob Bonta, and I won't even say the SOS's name, but they're trying to control you and tell you what you can do in your county. And I think that's unacceptable. And in my city, in my county, everything burned to the ground in 2025. But prior to that, in 2021, we have a very we have a socialist Democrat. I think they call them Democrat socialists. They're really not that. They're totalitarian fascist dictators. We have a city council that is very dangerous in Los Angeles, and they were making us wear masks outside and take vaccines, and I couldn't go to restaurants. I couldn't walk down the street. I was getting $500 tickets on Rodeo Drive in Beverly Hills for not wearing a mask. So after my town burned to the ground in 2025, you know, I really decided that it was time to, you know, stand up, and President Trump gave me the press pass into the White House, the hard pass.
Okay. So let me break in here. So you really didn't get in back into journalism. You know, you've gone through journalism school, your daughter had gone off to college till the COVID
woke
disaster.
Me up.
Yes. Okay. So then you got interested in it. So what is the White House Press Corps?
Okay, so the White House Press Corps is a group. It's about 900 to 1,000 people approximately. And honestly, prior to President Trump, it was really controlled by a 501c3 called the White House Press Association, which was created, I think, in like 1913, 1914. And basically, it was mostly in the beginning men, of course, men who wanted to follow the President of the United States around and do news stories about him. And it's evolved throughout the years. Now, I am not a member of the White House Press Association. I will not do that. But they currently control the 49 to 55 seats, depending on the day, that are in the White House press briefing room, the James S. Brady press briefing room. So there's a big difference between me, which is new media that President Trump opened up the doors for, and then the White House Press Correspondents Association, which if I joined, and they even allowed me to join, because many people on our side of history, including John Fredericks, you guys remind me of John Fredericks. He's got a lot of news. He's got a lot of radio that I do for him in the East Coast. And so basically, you know, when you're denied access and you can't get voting rights to the White House Press Association, the 501c3, that allegedly gives scholarships to children who want to go to journalism school, which I think is worthless. I don't think you can learn journalism through journalism school. I think you have to be mentored. Anyway, so that's what the White House Press Association is supposed to be. But the Pentagon, which I also have press access to, they have kicked out that whole group. And so DC has become really good for First Amendment free press, but you really have to be fact-based. And so I don't do airy-fairy. I don't do Q stuff. I don't do conspiracy theory. I do facts, F-A-C-T-S. And so that's why my journalism is critical and key, because it's very fact-based. But I do put my opinion into it sometimes. But the White House Press Association does control the actual seats. So when I go to press briefings and press conferences, I have to go 3 to 5 hours early with everybody on our side. And I'm pretty much the only person who doesn't work for anyone else. Pretty much everyone else has a boss that tells them what to do, and that's why it's so critical and key that I keep my press passes and that I'd be allowed to do my journalism, because I'm the core, I'm the base of President Trump's supporters. You know, I'm America First, I'm U.S. Constitution, I'm First Amendment, my family left England, I'm a daughter of the American Revolution, my family left England to found United States of America, sign the Declaration of Independence, so I'm really standing up for First Amendment free press all day long in the White House, in Congress. I like to confront corrupt senators, and that's a good story about that. Senator Richard Blumenthal reminds me of one of your supervisors.
Hang on for a second. We got to take a break here, so I'll take a breath. We're here with Corrine Clifford, who is a member of the White House Press Corps, which I didn't know was like 900 people. And then, but then she explained there's the White House Press Association, and that limits the number of seats and who can get in. And I remember a couple of times they've brought in people to sit in there that offended the White House Press Association because, well, they're not a member of us. This portion of the show is brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. Judy Maxwell, all your insurance and financial needs under one roof. One division of insurance, one for financial management. And Judy started this business back in 1993 and been helping our community, families, veterans, seniors, and business owners ever since. If you're looking for a second opinion on your retirement plans, how about your insurance? All this is going around. As you know, insurance is crazy in California. Judy can provide a free review and evaluation. Just make a phone call to 530-221-0441. Get an expert in there to take a look at what you've got going. And maybe there's some new ideas, or maybe that everything is just fine. Located at 1378 Hilltop Drive, Maxwell Insurance and Financial. And we'll be right back with Corrine Clifford.
Premier Oil Change is celebrating 20 years of our friendly oil changes. A lot has changed in 20 years, but our commitment to fast, friendly, excellent service has remained the same. To celebrate our 20th birthday, we're offering $20 off any oil change. All you have to do is go to our website at premieroilchange.com and receive your gift. In Redding, check out our new location at 905 East Cypress. Discount also available at our Lake Boulevard, Anderson, and Palisades locations.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Everybody calls us Alliance.
Yeah. Could someone you know use a little extra comfort right now? Alliance Heating and Air is proud to team up with Lennox to bring Feel the Love to our community, a special program providing free heating and cooling systems to homeowners in need. A simple nomination can make a big difference. Nominate today at homecomfort.org or call 2212-642 Alliance Heating and Air, because everybody calls us 2212-642.
You never know what treasures you'll discover at Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles at 1773 Highway 273 in the Shasta Gateway Center in Anderson. It's the perfect place to redecorate your home and find something truly unique, including a wonderful Amish food section featuring jams and popcorn, along with soaps and lotions and additional items. Come browse antique desks, lamps, wall art, and elegant Asian furniture that blends natural materials with beautiful craftsmanship and timeless style. Collectors will love the selection of dolls, angels, cupids, glass figurines, fine jewelry, artwork, and vintage photographs.
There's even a children's section with books, toys, and clothes. And if wedding bells are in your future, Memory Lane has decorations and lace along with ribbons and more to choose from. Visit Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles. They're open Monday from 10 to 6, Thursday through Saturday from 10 to 6, and Sunday from noon to 5. Closed Tuesday and Wednesday. Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles in the Shasta Gateway Center in Anderson. Every drive tells a story. Morning commutes, weekend getaways, road trips that stretch for miles. That's why you need Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. At Quick and Clean Car Wash, you'll receive a detailed hand scrub pre-clean, a gentle soft cloth wash, and a personal towel dry brings out a smooth, polished shine. Fast, affordable, starting at only $12. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with departments staffed with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is financial advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
Can't touch this.
All right, welcome back. This is our beautiful Monday edition on the 24th of August. Can you believe how it's flying by here on Monday? How are you today? We're going to have temperatures are going to be around 97 today, and increasing clouds tonight with overnight lows of 69. Welcome back to our live show this morning.
We have a guest from out of town, Corinne Clifford, who is in the member of the White House Press Corps. And I've already learned more about the White House Press Corps than I ever knew, not realizing there's like 900 of them in there, but it's controlled of who you get to see in the press room, the Brady Press Room, by the White House Press Association cabal.
Cabal, that's
I shouldn't
good
call
thing.
It
yeah.
cabal.
Oh, yes, the cabal.
The cabal.
The cabal, yes.
And there can only be a 49 or 50 in there, maybe a few more. And they control that, except one time Trump's past public affairs lady, who just stepped down because she had a baby and got another child,
Carolyn Leavitt.
Carolyn Leavitt, who I thought she handled herself
well,
as opposed to some of the others we've seen. But they were allowing other people in that had never been in sitting in that room, which I thought was very, very interesting how that happens. But Corinne grew up in Pacific Palisades, lost her home, lost her family's homes that were in the area. Let me ask one question about that. The rebuilding seems to be not working. Plus, a lot of the people in the Pacific Palisades, that was generational wealth. That was their home that they were going to use. And then I heard the stories of insurance companies 3-4 weeks ahead of the fires and or a month ahead were canceling insurance. So they lost everything. And they can't rebuild because it costs so much. Did you see that down there with your experience?
For some reason, God had me in that fire, and I don't know why, because I was supposed to be in Washington, D.C., but for some reason, my daughter and I were in L.A. during January 2025, and it was a really bonding experience for us, but it was also really traumatic, and to this day, you can't really rebuild because the soil is just destroyed, so everything in your house or office gets burned into the soil, and no one knows really how to clean up the soil, so you have to take all of the soil, all the dirt, all the cement, and throw it away and start over. And there's certain vegetation that you can plant potentially. I've been talking to Secretary Kennedy and the Maha people about what vegetation you can plant, but right now I have chosen not to rebuild. Now, my family owns all these properties and trust funds, so it's not like I own everything myself,
yeah.
But they make the decisions. But in the end, some people are rebuilding because they've found a way to get their soil back, but 95% of the people have not rebuilt. So that was January 2025. Now it is August, almost September 2026. It looks like a nuclear war hit it. And it's worse than anything I've ever seen. I'm going to probably go see Paradise on my way back to LA. But the bottom line is that it looks like a nuclear war hit it. And it's the saddest situation I've ever seen. And then on the streets, there's so many construction workers. It looks like Little Mexico. It looks like Tijuana because there's food being sold on each side. And the vegetation is growing back, but how could this happen? We're right on the ocean. Why couldn't we use ocean water? Where was the water? To this day, the reservoirs are not full. To this day, people are not getting permits. To this day, you know, I thought Spencer Pratt was going to clean up this mess, and he didn't. And so that's why I came from Washington, D.C. to Los Angeles to cover Spencer Pratt, because I thought that he would clean up the mess and win for mayor of Los Angeles, and he didn't, and he wouldn't sue. And that's what led me to Shasta County, California. I didn't even know that you guys existed, except that I found a lawyer named Alexander Haberbusch, who's standing up for your Measure B in Shasta County. And then he told me about Shasta County. He told me about the fact that there are counterfeit, alleged counterfeit, fake, illegitimate ballots and in Shasta County at the county clerk's office.
Alleged
counterfeit, yeah. Fake, illegitimate ballots. So I involved Homeland Security. I involved the DOJ. I involved every Fed agency, the FBI. I went to Cash Patel. I involved everyone. And so the FBI has slowly been trickling into Shasta County and interviewing the whistleblowers who wrote affidavits that they said that they witnessed, you know, paper that smelled different and printing that was perfect, whereas you guys have paper ballots, so there shouldn't be perfect printing on your ballots. But they found ballots that were printed perfectly. So Clint Curtis has thrown them into his Market Street office, locked the door of a storage closet, and thrown away the key, and whoever gets the warrant to go in to pick up these ballots from 2024 and from 2026 is going to figure out how to authenticate them. So I had to find a ballot authenticator, which is one of the things I've done in the last 10 days. It's like $50,000 to authenticate these ballots. So there is a big mess happening, and whoever gets the warrant first, it could be the state of California, and then those ballots will be destroyed. They could end up in litigation, or your sheriff, Mike Johnson, could rise to the occasion and do what a sheriff is supposed to do. The sheriff in the county is supposed to confiscate the ballots, pay for the ballot authenticator with your taxpayer dollars, and figure out if there's any counterfeit ballots in the 2026 California primary.
Didn't the Sheriff Bianco, didn't he confiscate the ballots, and then they passed a law or something that said he couldn't? That
is 50-50 correct, off and on. Sheriff Bianco's in litigation today in San Francisco, yeah, over this issue. He did it in a 2025 election that was not a federal election. What's interesting, okay, about your 2024 and your 2026 election is that these are federal elections. You have somebody running for Congress. I think her name is Robin Latow. Did I say her name right? Robin,
yes,
Latow?
Yeah.
I love her. I interviewed her. She's amazing because she's the Fed on the ballot. So, you know, I called in five Fed agencies to Shasta County before I even came here and met you guys. And so I had to make sure that the Fed on the ballot, Robin, was in agreement. And she is. I used to be really close to your Congressman Doug.
And
he's dead. And yeah, so that was really traumatic for, yes, me, because I could have made one phone call and handled these problems. But right now you're in limbo in Shasta County because if there are counterfeit ballots, President Trump does care and he will protect you, but he doesn't know yet because we can't afford the ballot authenticator and we don't have the warrant. So if the state goes in, if the sheriff goes in, if the feds come in, it's all going to end up in litigation unless you have your sheriff, Mike Johnson, go in with the correct warrant. Mike Johnson is supposed to do it. They're not going to arrest the sheriff of California. He'll go into litigation just like everyone else does, and he needs to do that because the people of Shasta want that to happen. And the sheriff is supposed to be the highest level person in your county, in your state, honestly. The sheriff is supposed to have more rights in the state than the governor. And you can't let Governor Gavin Newsom walk all over you with this Rob Bonta who's totally corrupt. And that's why I'm really concerned about the situation happening here.
We're here with Corinne Clifford, who is a journalist, an investigative journalist that's part of the White House Press Corps, but also she has found Shasta County. So we're going to take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. That's right, Cypress Square Barbershop. Been advertising with us forever, since the very first day. What can I say about it? Cypress Square Barbershop, located right off Athens Avenue, across from the new Submarama, which I just saw the signs up and all that. I don't know when they're going to open, but it's across the parking lot. Founded in 1960, been there, same spot since 1967. I found them in 2007 when I moved here to Reading, and never gone to another barbershop. They're great. You can make appointments, which I really like. You can do it two ways. Use Booksy, you can just go to Reading and find them there, or you can call them at 530-244-9478. They are just really good people down there, Logan and Tim. It's not a hair salon. It's a barbershop, and it's man's last stronghold, Cypress Square Barbershop. We'll be right back with Corrine Clifford.
Hit the road, Jack. Don't you come back no more.
Ready to be a part of a Palisadro tradition. The 45th annual Honeybee Festival is buzzing into the Bishop Quinn Community Center at 21893 Old 44 Drive in Palisadro, Saturday and Sunday, September 26th and 27th. Bring the whole family for a weekend packed with fun, including a craft fair. There will also be local businesses and vendors on hand, live music, delicious food, and plenty of activities for all ages. Enjoy the NorCal Antique Tractor and Engine Parade, the always popular Bee Costume Parade, and the live Bee Beer Demonstration. Start your morning with a delicious pancake breakfast for only $10, served from 8 to 10:30 both days. The festival is Saturday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Sunday, 8 a.m. to 3:30 p.m. And the best part, proceeds from the festival help support Palisadro Park. So don't miss the buzz. Join the fun at the 45th annual Honeybee Festival, September 26th and 27th at Bishop Quinn Community Center in Palisadro. And special thanks to our main sponsor, Roof Savers.
Cinerama and Liquor Barn presents Brews by the Bridge at Turtle Bay in Reading on August 29th, 5 to 9 p.m. Join us for this unforgettable 21-plus event featuring over 20 craft breweries, live music, games like axe throwing and disc golf, delicious food, and more, with cold beer, great company, and outdoor fun. All proceeds support Turtle Bay's educational programs and exhibitions. Don't miss Brews by the Bridge at Turtle Bay, Saturday, August 29th. Get your tickets now at turtlebay.org.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Your home deserves to look its absolute best. At Divine Shine, we provide professional window cleaning, pressure washing, soft washing, and complete exterior cleaning services for homes and businesses. From crystal clear windows to spotless driveways and beautifully refreshed home exteriors, our experienced team delivers results you'll notice immediately. Schedule your free estimate today by calling 530-900-3156. Again, that's 530-900-3156. Divine Shine, professional exterior cleaning you can count on.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
So I'd like to know where you got the notion.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl
and Dubai. Good morning.
This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. When it comes to stroke and cardiac care, every second matters. That's why Shasta Regional Medical Center is honored to hold a gold award from the American Heart Association, recognizing exceptional care and advanced treatment when it counts. We have a friend that had a, they're not called this, they're mini strokes, it's called.
Mini strokes, yeah.
And, while we were all having breakfast.
Right.
And went straight to Shasta Regional, full recovery, everything. They did everything you could possibly imagine to make sure she was okay. That's the kind of service you get. That's the kind of care you get at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Our guest today is somebody from the higher planes of journalism back in D.C. Corinne Clifford, member of the White House Press Corps. We learned all about that. And is also a California resident. In fact, lives down in Pacific Palisades and lost her home down there. Along with her family lost homes down there and talking about that. But she is very, very much, in support of individual rights and constitutional rights. And we hadn't had a chance to talk to her except Friday night. And she said she'd be on, and she's been texting me. By the way, your method of texting is really good because she puts down everything she's doing, and then she says, "This is Corinne Clifford." But you're the only one I think I've got in my phone book here that has a 202. area code, which is back, of course, it's D.C. Anyway, welcome to the show, Corinne, and thanks for being here with us today. And so you're here because of the alleged problems we're having with our ballots. And you have a conduit, it sounds like, back to D.C., so you can talk to people. And when you say you talk to Cash Patel, does that mean you just kind of walk into his office, or do you give him kind of like a phone call? Say, "Hey, Cash. Hey, want to have lunch today?
How's it working?
How's that work? Because you're up at the big leagues."
Do you call him money for short?
President Trump does care about counterfeit ballots. If there are counterfeit ballots in Shasta County, President Trump cares. And that's my responsibility as a journalist in the White House Press Corps, is to make sure that President Trump has the real news from the counties, from the people, by the people, for the people, of the people. And so that's why I do what I do, because I obviously cover everything that President Trump does, but I also cover, you know, what his constituents need and what they want and what they're doing, because mainstream media, legacy media, fake media is controlled by the multinational corporations that are globalists, so they don't care about your town or your city or your county. And they have a news narrative that is not fair, especially with respect to Clint Curtis and Tina Peters. I've seen so much fake news here just in the last week. So that's why I'm here. I'm trying to get the real news. And I think that it's super important to understand that, you know, because I'm in Washington, D.C., I have access to feds. And this is a federal election in 2026 and 2024 that allegedly, they are counterfeit, fake, illegitimate ballots. So I called Homeland Security. I met with Homeland Security. I got involved the FBI. I saw Cash Patel at a golf course at a private event. Of course, I have his phone number and his assistance numbers. We asked Bill Assali to get involved. And then we asked Eric Grant, who's in this district of the DOJ. He sent FBI in. There's been two FBI from Sacramento, two from LA, a couple from Washington, D.C. are calling, and just starting to interview the whistleblowers, because in order to get to these alleged counterfeit, fake, illegitimate ballots, that a lot of them will be destroyed by September 11th, and or the state of California will come in and take them, like is what's happening with Chad Bianco in Riverside. You know, when the state gets involved, the litigation happens, and that's what we're talking about. That's so horrific, is the fact that when you get into litigation, it's all about money. This is not about money. This is about free and fair elections. This is about the Constitution. This is about our First Amendment, Second Amendment, Third Amendment, Fourth, Fifth. This is about our rights as American patriots, and that's what I'm seeing in Shasta County, California. That's what I'm seeing in Redding, is that you guys are losing your rights because multinational corporations and super rich are coming in here. And I'm seeing Antifa groups, which are considered to be domestic terrorists by President Trump. I'm seeing Antifa groups all over Redding. And they've been intimidating Clint Curtis. And an Antifa member said that he would try to burn down Clint Curtis's office on Market. So there's a lot of really bad activity happening here that you, the people of Shasta County, have to address, or you're going to lose your county, and it's going to be controlled by multinational corporations and the governor of California. You don't want your county. Shasta County is a charter county. And so I really want to inspire the people of Shasta County and Redding to really take back their power by the people, for the people, of the people, with the consent of the people. The militias are part of our rights in America. We would be taken by the Chinese Communist Party in California if we didn't have active militia. We need the Second Amendment with no limits on it. There should be open carry and everything according to the Constitution, what our founding fathers fought so hard for. We fought battles and we won, and that's why you're in Shasta County, California. And I'm really seeing this so clearly here, that there is a battle going on between the rich, the multinational corporations, and the people. The people of Shasta County, and the people of Shasta County should control their government. It should be local.
Green, you've been here for 10 days now. Are you going to do a series, or have you been doing a series of what you've seen here in Shasta County?
So I originally came here because I'm making a documentary on how Spencer Pratt lost Los Angeles, because Spencer Pratt, I used to consider a personal friend, and I really thought that, you know, he would win, and he did win June 2nd on the California primary, and then he lost, you know, 5 days later when they started counting in the mail-in ballots, and that was the most traumatic experience. Just talking about it makes me want to throw up, because I've never seen that firsthand. And so that was my first personal experience of being completely emotionally involved in an election where you win on the first night. On June 2nd, we won. Then we lost 5 days later. So, you know.
Yeah, his opponent had already conceded. And
then
when they started counting all the ballots, it was, what was it, 90, or is it like 90% all came in for his opponent?
Nithya Raman.
Yeah.
And Spencer lost by maybe 32,000 ballots, and we found, you know, tens of thousands of poor people. I'm not going to say homeless. I'm going to say poor people getting paid to vote. I could have paid $25, $100 anywhere to have poor people vote.
Well, and then I've read these and different things that people were being, you know, paid for the votes, and they'd sign the paper, and then because there's ballot harvesting, they'd be bringing in hundreds and hundreds of votes.
And ballot harvesting is legal in California. Yeah. And I had 16-year-olds confessing. I never give my sources out. I had people confessing that their dogs were voting. You know, they were ballot harvesting. They were stuffing the ballots. And so this election, the 2026 California primary in Los Angeles, needs to be completely decertified, completely contested. And Spencer Pratt would not sue. And so he pissed me off. Because if you're going to lose an election, I am never raising money for you again or supporting you unless you sue when you lose. And Alexander Haberbusch, the lawyer who's suing for Measure B, is one of the best lawyers in California, probably the best. And so we'll know about Measure B, because Measure B is critical and key to Shasta County. But I didn't even know about Measure B when I first got here 10 days ago. I knew that there were alleged counterfeit ballots, and I had involved the federal government into the situation to stand up for President Trump and the right side of history, because we do need a new 2026 California primary. It never should have been certified, and we are in a very serious battle with the powers that be. Steve Hilton cannot win in November with how corrupt.
What do you think about the
these elections are?
The redistricting.
I mean, Proposition 50 is totally corrupt. I heard Gallagher is going to be suing for it, which is very important.
Mm-hmm.
But your woman running for Congress here, you're now District 2, used to be District 1 under Doug.
Mm-hmm.
Now you're District 2. Robin, her district is 7 hours long. So how is Robin supposed to, you know, door knock in a 7-hour long district? The redistricting is disgusting. Proposition 50 needs to be repealed.
Well, I tell you what, we've been in the first district ever since I've lived here.
Well, now you're District 2.
And now I'm District 2. We had,
and it's 7 hours long.
We've had Jared Hoffman on. And, you know, just as let's get to know who he is. He comes across very likable, but he is a far left Democrat. And I asked him, how do you propose to represent two such diverse communities? You've got your coast, and then you've got everybody else east of the I-5. And he said, well, he's going to try and, you know, consensus, which, well, okay, good luck. But the one thing he has is he's got numbers.
I don't know if he does.
Well,
I think the numbers are fake, and I think that if Jared doesn't believe in the Second Amendment, then you got a big problem, because Shasta County is all about the Second Amendment. So he should not be representing this county, and that's a big problem for
me. The other thing, too, that concerns me is water and wildfires. And I'm not sure he's going to, you know, lean in there so that water goes for, you know, it's shared with agriculture and people. But he's very much into fish. So it'll be interesting. I can't wait to get back on the show again to ask him how he's going to be able to solve this.
Well, I don't think Jared should be elected. I think that Robin, can you tell me her last name, Latow? Did I say it right?
Latow. No, you said it right.
Okay, so Robin Latow should be elected, and she's not raising any money. She's doing it on under $4,000, and I think that Proposition 50 needs to be repealed, and I don't think that Jared should be consequential in Shasta County, California. He's definitely not going to be consequential in Washington, D.C., because he's not going to stand up for anything America first, and Shasta County is all about America first. Jared is not.
Okay. We're here with Corrine Clifford, journalist with the White House Press Corps, but also does TV, radio now, but TV and other things. And she's building a documentary on
how Spencer Pratt lost Los Angeles, and now it's going into Shasta County, and then it's going to go into Palm Beach County, where one of my best girlfriends just got arrested for filming at a ballot processing center, and then it's going to go into probably New York City and all the places where this corruption is happening. Hopefully it doesn't end up in litigation, because that's our problem. Everything is ending up in litigation. That has to stop.
And we'll be right back after these messages.
I got you, moonlight. You're my starlight. I need you all night. Come on, dance with me. I'll never take you, moonlight.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hi, I'm Carrie Currency, CEO of the Community Foundation of the North State. And we are so grateful for the partnership of the Redding Rancheria over 20 years and counting.
Hi, I'm Jenna Berry with Raising Shasta. We love partnering with the Rancheria. They've been a huge supporter of us for years in so many ways. You know, they help us with our fundraisers, and especially when we come to planting pinwheels.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Craving something delicious and refreshing? Come try the new blackened chicken and shrimp salad at Charlie's Tap House, your perfect summer treat. And don't forget the big flippin' pizza, all 36 inches of it. Bring the whole crew. Our kid-friendly party room keeps you entertained while you dine. Then cool off with our homemade gelato with flavors changing every week. See you at happy hour 7 days a week from 3 to 6 with appetizers, beer and wine, and 25% off the beer wall where you pay by the ounce, local beer rotating. Charlie's Tap House, located in the Shasta Gateway. Great food, great fun, and the flavors of summer waiting for you.
Are you tired of your business insurance expenses going up and up? Surprisingly, there is some relief here in California. The workers' compensation market in California is the hottest it's been in years. Companies are offering huge discounts on some worker compensation policies. And if your agent hasn't shopped your workers' compensation insurance lately, you're paying too much. Siskiyou Insurance Services deals with some of the best insurance companies in California, not only for business insurance, but also workers' compensation insurance, too. Hartford, Travelers, Liberty, and more. Real estate agencies, smoking hot rates. Lawyers, some of the best rates in California. Doctor's offices and dentist offices, we have the companies. And contractors, we can write your comp too. Call Curtis Byrett at Siskiyou Insurance Services today if you want to save money on your business insurance portfolio. If your agent hasn't shopped your workers' compensation this year, you can by calling Siskiyou Insurance in Redding, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Hi friends, R.C. here from Tobacco and Brew, sharing this month's Cigar of the Humidor. H. Upman Sunrise, grown
fermented and aged at the H.A. Fernandez factory, this stick is medium in body, offering an Ecuadorian Connecticut seed wrapper, along with robust, hand-selected Nicaraguan long filler. Notes of coffee, cedar, and nuts make this a perfect cigar for any time of day. Get yours today at Tobacco & Brew, Redding, California.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio in our last segment. Let's finish strong here, what do you say? And our guest today is Corrine Clifford, who is the White House Press Corps representative. Learned a lot about the White House Press Corps, but she is truly a very strong constitutionalist. And she was she's doing a documentary on Spencer Pratt. And how?
Well, in Los Angeles.
In Los Angeles, but heard about the alleged improprieties up here in Shasta County, so she came up to visit, and you've been here for like 10 days.
Yeah.
Are you heading back today, I guess, or sometime?
Any day now, but
any
I've
day.
Been filming a lot of footage, hours and hours of footage, in Clint Curtis's office and following him around. I've interviewed most all your supervisors. I love Corky Harmon. He's amazing. Your sheriff, Mike Johnson, won't talk to me. I've interviewed the whistleblowers, most of all the whistleblowers. I've interviewed the Shasta Five. I've interviewed Laura Hobbs, one of the writers of Measure B. And Measure B is just so intriguing to me because no one in Washington, D.C. really understands Measure B. And no one in Washington, D.C. really understands that there's contingencies of Shasta County that want to break away. They want California to separate into two states like Virginia and West Virginia. And so I think that there's so much going on out here that a lot of people in Washington, D.C. really don't understand. So that's why I came out here to understand it. I flew from Washington, D.C. here. I flew to Sacramento because I couldn't even rent a car here. Flew to Sacramento, didn't even know how to get here, drove in the middle of nowhere in Northern California, never been up here before, and I just found the most beautiful, warm, kind people, but the problem is that your county is being taken over by the super wealthy, and then you have the Native American Indian tribes, and then you have Bethel Church, and then you have the unions. So you've got a lot of factions going on here, and then you've got the American Patriots who stand up for the Second Amendment, and those really are my people, and I'm America first, and so everything that I do, everything that I film, I'm filming about election corruption happening in the 2026 California primary in Los Angeles. But now it's branching up to Shasta County because Measure B is in litigation, and you guys voted for Measure B. So why would the governor of California and the attorney general and the SOS be suing so hard? And why would your board of supervisors not agree to pay to stand up for Measure B? So there's a lot of questions, very little answers. But litigation is how this is all ending up, and it breaks my heart because these lawyers are very expensive.
Well, we've done things here in Shasta County that have immediately called for a new law to be passed, which they do in record time, to negate what we've done. And one of them, just talking about the Second Amendment, was they said there would be no firearms on school grounds unless authorized by authorities. Well, down here in Anderson, the head of the school board there said, well, they're concealed carry and, you know, dropping their kids off, so that's okay. Well, as soon as California heard that, they passed a new law that said no firearms anywhere on school grounds, which is ridiculous in the sense of how, you know, what the reasoning behind it was. But yeah, this is not the first time that the state has come after us. This is probably the third or fourth time when you try to establish your rights. And the state of California is just not big on that. Do you see that, do you think, when you travel all over California, well, you travel all over the United States, but in California, are you sensing some kind of change? Are the people starting to get tired of this, that, you know, where's our money going? Businesses are leaving. They want to pass a billionaire's tax. Even the Democratic Party is split on that. But if it passes, it's going to cost the state hundreds of billions of dollars in the future. I mean, are you seeing any type of people who are saying, I've had enough?
I think that everything, that's why I'm here. That's why I came back for Spencer Pratt to run for mayor of Los Angeles, because I finally found a leader that could actually get elected. And we're watching California get taken over, not by communism, not even by socialism, because socialism is where you want to help the people. California is getting taken over by a fascist dictatorship where your taxes are out of control. So I left California to move to Washington, D.C. and fight in that war zone. Pretty much won every single battle, spent 3 years in federal court covering the January 6ers, all the Christian conservative American patriots who were getting arrested by the Biden regime, and then, of course, the vaccine issues. Now Secretary Kennedy is in charge, and he has really made major changes about the vaccine issues, because if you listen to what the numbers are, you know, there's only 23% of young men in the United States of America who are under 21 who are healthy enough to serve in the U.S. military. So we have a lot of issues going on. And in California, this is becoming an emergency, because California is the fourth or fifth largest economy in the world. And if we lose California to a fascist dictatorship that says that they're communist and or socialist, then we're going to lose our country. So that's why it's time to stand up.
And this is where we talked a little bit during the break. The fact that we have so many of the Democratic Socialists of America are winning primaries. Now, I mean, for the United States Senator in Florida, and she is a card-carrying Democratic Socialist of America. The others are kind of trying to distance themselves, but they are. Is this a surprise to you?
No, it's actually really, really, really the standard that's happening. But who's funding these people? And that's where I really need the FBI and Cash Patel to get involved, because we're finding that the dark money is funding these people, potentially, allegedly, the Chinese Communist Party, potentially money laundering, potentially cartel money. Who really funds these Democrat Socialists? They're going to destroy, hopefully, the Democratic Party. But the bottom line is that the Democrat Socialists are our biggest enemy, because they don't stand up for the U.S. Constitution. And that's going to be the fall of our country. We are here because of the U.S. Constitution, and that's what our founding fathers fought so hard for our country for. So we, the people of Shasta County, the people of California, we have to take a stand. And I think in November, when Steve Hilton loses and when Becerra somehow gets elected, we don't even know who Becerra is, honestly. When Steve Hilton loses and when Michael Gates loses and, you know, when Herb Morgan, I love that man, when they all lose, we're really going to have a wake-up call in November, and we're really going to have to decide how we're going to save California, because it might be too late. That's why we have to prove the election corruption now, so potentially we can have free and fair elections in November. The only way to do that is to have 1,000 or under person precincts, one-day voting, paper ballot, hand count the vote, which is everything your Measure B in Shasta County outlines, but yet Gavin Newsom and Rob Bonta and your SOS of California are suing. And this week is going to be decided by August 27th if Measure B can be implemented. And if it can't be, then you're going to have your same paper ballots and machines counting the vote. And we all know that machines can corrupt the vote. And we all know that we need major election change. And we need to not use mail-in ballots. And President Trump has been trying to pass the Save America Act, and Senate won't do it. So Senate is completely corrupted, too, because the Save America Act is the crux, the core of America and what we're founded on. You shouldn't be able to vote unless you can read and write. And
California's got a proposition on the ballot that says you must show your ID.
Right, that's Carl DeMille's proposition.
Right. Now, 80%+ of the people in the United States agree with that. Yet I see the numbers here in California, and they're like 47% are against it and 46% are for it, which is kind of strange. But then again, those are polls, and polls can't be unless you know what questions are asked or who the pollsters are. But
I don't trust polls.
Well, neither do I. They've been wrong. And again, you've got to know who the pollsters are, who they're reaching out to, and all that. Okay. Well, Corinne, thanks for coming in today.
That flew by.
I'm so grateful to be here.
Well, thank you.
Thank you so much.
And the best of you on this documentary. Yeah. However we can promote it.
Do people follow you?
So I think it's really important to go on X. My name is Corinne Clifford, Corinne CLIFORD on X. And, you know, many times I get censored on X. I think that X is a platform that's still controlled by the Chinese Communist Party, although I can text Elon Musk himself and tell him, unshadow ban me. And then you can go on Instagram, but I do Fox News, News Nation, Newsmax, One American News, Real America's Voice. I do a lot of news. And then right now, for some reason, my CorinneClifford.com is hacked by some weird Asian website, which doesn't make any sense, but find me where you can find me, because I'm going to always give you the real news. In America, we are in an emergency where we cannot allow socialist, democrat, communist to take over our country, and we have to really get back to the standards of the U.S. Constitution.
Okay. Tomorrow.
Mic drop.
God bless you.
Hey, tomorrow, Jack Martin's running as city councilman, who's running for re-election, is going to join us at 8 o'clock. We got the Grange coming in here at 7:30. I'm going to try and have those facts and figures for AI centers tomorrow, and how much strong the Chinese are pushing this, the ones they're building, and what impact could that have an impact on us in the future if they have all the AI centers. That's tomorrow. So it's going to be about 95 a day? 96?
Calling for 97.
97. Okay. Have a great day. Hydrate, my friends, and God bless America.
Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.